Sentencing of Californian bookie running illegal gambling postponed. The sentencing of Matthew Bowyer, a high-profile California bookmaker, has been postponed. Originally set for February, the court proceedings will now take place in April, though no explanation for the delay has been given. Bowyer ran illegal betting operations for years. Bowyer, 49, has been accused of running illegal gambling activities for nearly 5 years. Prosecutors allege that he catered to high-stakes gamblers across Southern California and Las Vegas, and sizable bets from notable clients. One such client was Ippei Mizuhara, formerly a trusted interpreter and close associate of Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. Mizuhara reportedly abused this trust by embezzling millions of dollars to fund his gambling through Bowyer's unlicensed operations. Bowyer is also linked to allegations surrounding Resorts World Las Vegas. The casino has faced criticism for allegedly permitting money laundering and welcoming players with known criminal backgrounds. Reports claim the property not only allowed questionable players to gamble but actively encouraged their activities. For about 20 months, Bowyer was reportedly a regular at Resorts World, losing approximately $8 million without being asked to verify the source of his funds. In August, Bowyer admitted guilt to charges of operating an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and submitting falsified tax returns. His sentencing has now been rescheduled for April 4. Allegations against Bowyer's wife. Nicole Bowyer, Matthew's wife, has also come under investigation. The Nevada Gaming Control Board filed a two-count complaint alleging she acted as her husband's accomplice. The complaint asserts that Nicole served as a casino host at Resorts World while doubling as her husband's personal host. Over the course of Bowyer's gambling activities at the casino, Nicole reportedly earned over $667,000 in commissions. According to the gaming board, Nicole acted as an independent agent for an illegal bookmaker and has been accused of obstructing the board's investigation. However, her husband has denied claims that Nicole failed to cooperate with authorities.